The Vermont State House is where lawmakers conduct the people's business, but it's also one of the most visited museums in Vermont. Some lawmakers have begun to take a closer look at the art that hangs on the State House walls, and they've noticed what they say is a troubling theme. Virtually all of the building's framed portraits are of old white men. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Addison County Senator Ruth Hardy and I are standing in the lobby of the Vermont State House. Hardy has agreed to give me a tour of the building's artwork, and we don't have to walk far to begin finding what we're after.
I mean, one of the most prominent features as you're walking down the halls is the art.
Right. There are paintings everywhere in the State House, portraits, and a few landscape paintings like this one that we're passing right now, but most of them are portraits of governors, like this one, who is, can you read that?
Looks like Carol S. Page, who served from 1890 to 1892.
So most of them are governors who served for 2 years, one term. Occasionally there are more longer-term governors, but many of them I've never heard of, and I would guess that most Vermonters have never heard of them.
The portraits, and there are scores of them, also feature the faces of old military figures. But there's one thing almost all of them have in common.
The vast majority of paintings in the State House are of older white men.
And Hardy says that's a problem.
We call it the people's house, but when you walk in here, it looks like the old white guy's house. So I really want to make sure that we create a State House where people of all ages, all races and genders feel welcome and see themselves, literally see themselves, or people who look like them on the walls.
Hardy says she's especially worried about the thousands of students that visit here every year. So she's introduced legislation that would create a task force that would diversify State House portraiture by adding paintings of women and people of color who have, quote, significantly contributed to Vermont's unique history. State House curator David Sheet says he appreciates the sentiment.
We need to tell the stories that make sense in the context of this building, and we need to do a better job of it. There's no question about that.
Sheets, who's been the curator for more than 30 years, says the demography of the portraiture here was not intentional.
So it's not as though anybody had a plan to fill the building with white men. It just happens to be that the past 200 years, there have been principally white men as governors of Vermont.
But while Sheet says he appreciates the need to diversify State House art generally, he has some reservations about changes to its portraiture.
So if we go beyond governors, we begin to get into slippery slopes of all kinds.
And Sheet says, for him at least, looking at the portraiture is not the defining experience here.
So it's part of the wallpaper, frankly. And I don't find little kids wondering about the wallpaper.
It's easy to say that people ignore the wallpaper when your own experience of that wallpaper is that it's inclusive of you.
That's Sarah Lorson.
I'm an assistant professor in the History of Art and Architecture department, and I am the curator of Asian art at the Middlebury College Museum of Art.
Lorson, to be clear, is a fan of David Sheets's.
I don't envy him the position he's in. It's a difficult one.
But she says the images the State House places on its walls communicate the values of the institution. And when virtually all of those images are of older white men, Lorson says kids take notice.
That creates this feedback loop where, as adults, they might not see themselves in the State House. They might not choose political careers.
Nicole Martins is an associate professor in the Media School at Indiana University. She spent more than a decade studying the social and psychological impact of media on young people and this idea that girls or children of color may feel alienated or disillusioned when they don't see themselves represented in media. Martins says it has some scientific backing.
When you are consistently putting the same kind of message, which in this case is a message about, you know, white people and white men, right, and their stories, that the implicit message is that those are the only stories worth telling.
Back at the State House, Senator Ruth Hardy is looking up at one of only three portraits here that does feature a woman. It's a brightly colored oil painting of Madeline Cunin, Vermont's first and only woman governor.
She's amazing. She's one of my political mentors and role models. I often will stop at her portrait and just look at her or, you know, sort of get get good vibes from her if I'm having a bad day.
Paintings in some of the other rooms in the State House evoke a much different feeling for Hardy, like a legislative conference room on the first floor where large paintings of stern-faced white men hang on all four walls.
And it feels almost oppressive, like they're staring at me, saying, what are you doing here? Why are you making this decision? You don't really belong. And it is oppressive.
Hardy says it doesn't help that one of those men, former Governor Percival Clemens, vetoed a bill that would have granted women the right to vote in Vermont.
And it's just a reminder that he thought I shouldn't be here and that we shouldn't get to vote. And that's hard to be reminded of every day.
Hardy isn't looking to tear down Clemens' portrait, or any others for that matter, but she says those former governors aren't the only important figures in Vermont's political history.
So I think reconceiving what our concept of history is, that it's not just the white man who's sitting in the governor's chair, but that it is the citizens of the state who are coming to this building to try to enact change and to try to be part of the legislative process.
Sheets inaugurated a new exhibit recently called Women in the Vermont State House. Hardy, though, says this is about more than a single spot in the State House where women get their due. What Hardy says she wants is true integration. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.